Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Global Migration Patterns. Processes and Politics by Elizabeth Mavrowdy and Caroline Nagel is an academic textbook on migration studies, written from a human geography perspective while drawing widely on the social sciences. The book explains migration as a historical, economic, political, and social process, rather than as a single movement of people from one country to another. It is designed primarily for undergraduate and master's students, but it is also useful for readers who need a structured introduction to contemporary migration debates. Its purpose is to clarify major concepts such as labor migration, citizenship, borders, integration, identity, forced migration, and migrant exclusion without reducing them to simple policy slogans. The authors place migration within wider systems of inequality, state power, labor demand, and everyday lived experience. As a textbook, it combines conceptual explanation with accessible discussion of real-world debates, helping readers understand why migration is both a normal feature of human history and a highly politicized issue in modern societies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, migration is presented as a historical pattern rather than a recent crisis. A central contribution of global migration is its refusal to treat contemporary migration as an exceptional rupture. The book situates present movements within longer histories of empire, trade, settlement, displacement, labor recruitment, and state formation. This matters because public debates often describe migration as a sudden pressure on stable national societies. While historical analysis shows that mobility has long shaped economies, cities, families, and political communities, by emphasizing patterns as well as processes, Mavrowdy and Nagel encourage readers to ask why certain movements become visible as problems while others are normalized or forgotten. The historical framing also complicates simple distinctions between sending and receiving countries. Many states have occupied both positions at different moments, and migration systems often reflect past colonial links, regional inequalities, or labor market dependencies. This approach gives students a foundation for evaluating claims about novelty, scale, and threat. It does not deny that contemporary migration governance faces real pressures, but it shows that these pressures are embedded in older structures and cannot be understood through presentist crisis language alone. Secondly, economic demand and migrant labor are examined beyond simple push and pull models. The book treats labor migration as more than the result of individuals leaving poor places for richer ones. It explains migration through economic restructuring, uneven development, recruitment systems, household strategies, and segmented labor markets. This approach is important because common push and pull explanations can imply that migration is a natural response to wage differences, while overlooking the institutions and employers that actively shape mobility. Migrants often fill specific roles in agriculture, care work, construction, domestic service, hospitality, technology, and other sectors where demand may be persistent but politically disavowed. Mavrowdy and Nagel also draw attention to the unequal value assigned to different kinds of migrants. Highly skilled workers may be welcomed through selective visa schemes, while low-wage workers can be treated as disposable or temporary even when economies depend on them. The analysis therefore links migration to capitalism, labor regulation, and social reproduction. Readers learn to see migrant labor not as an external addition to national economies, but as part of how those economies are organized and sustained. Thirdly, borders and citizenship are analyzed as mechanisms of inclusion and exclusion. Global migration gives sustained attention to the political mechanisms that determine who may enter, remain, work, claim rights, or belong. Borders are not presented only as lines on maps. They are also administrative systems, legal categories, surveillance practices, detention regimes, visa rules, and everyday checks that sort people into unequal statuses. Citizenship receives similar treatment. It is not merely a formal identity, but a bundle of rights, obligations, recognition, and access that can include some residents while excluding others who live and contribute within the same society. This framework helps explain why migration debates are often about more than movement. There are also debates about sovereignty, welfare, security, national identity, and democratic membership. The book encourages readers to examine the gap between economic reliance on migrants and political resistance to granting them secure rights. By connecting borders with citizenship, Mavrowdy and Nagel show how states manage mobility while producing hierarchies among citizens, permanent residents, temporary workers, asylum seekers, refugees, and undocumented people. Fourthly, integration and identity are treated as negotiated social processes. The discussion of integration in the book moves beyond the assumption that migrants simply adapt to a fixed host society. Mavrati and Nagiel present integration as a relational process shaped by institutions, labor markets, housing, education, racialization, religion, language, gender, and public narratives about belonging. This distinction is crucial because integration is often framed as a test of migrant willingness, while the book shows that opportunities for participation are also structured by discrimination and unequal access to resources. Identity is likewise treated as dynamic rather than inherited or singular. Migrants and their descendants may sustain transnational ties, develop hybrid identities, participate in local civic life, and experience belonging differently across generations and contexts. The authors avoid reducing identity to culture alone, instead connecting it to power and recognition. This helps readers understand why policies that demand assimilation may fail to address the actual barriers migrants face. The book therefore presents integration as a shared social and political challenge, not simply a migrant responsibility. Lastly, forced migration is used to challenge narrow distinctions between choice and necessity. The book addresses forced migration and refugee experiences in ways that complicate rigid divisions between voluntary and involuntary movement. While legal categories such as refugee, asylum seeker, and economic migrant matter greatly for protection and rights, the causes of movement are often intertwined. Conflict, persecution, environmental stress, economic collapse, family separation, and state violence can overlap, making migration decisions neither fully free nor fully coerced. Mavrati and Nagiel help readers understand why classification is politically consequential. A person recognized as a refugee may gain access to protection, while another person fleeing severe insecurity may be denied legitimacy if their movement does not fit a narrow legal definition. The book also encourages attention to geography and history, including the fact that forced displacement is not confined to a single region or contemporary moment. By placing forced migration within wider debates about borders, citizenship, and humanitarian responsibility, the authors show how protection systems are shaped by both ethical commitments and state interests. This gives students a more careful vocabulary for discussing displacement. In conclusion, Global Migration Patterns, Processes, and Politics is best suited to students in migration studies, human geography, sociology, political science, international relations, development studies, and related fields. It is also valuable for policy readers, educators, and journalists who need a disciplined introduction to migration without relying on polarized public debate. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers separate common assumptions from analytical questions: who moves, under what conditions, through which institutions, with what rights, and with what consequences for both migrants and societies. Intellectually, it offers a framework that connects large-scale structures such as labor markets, borders, and citizenship with everyday experiences of identity, exclusion, and belonging. Compared with many migration textbooks, it stands out for combining accessibility with a broad social science perspective. It does not treat migration only as demography, security, economics, or culture, but shows how all of these dimensions interact. Its strength is especially clear for classroom use, where readers need concise explanations, conceptual clarity, and prompts for critical reflection. Some readers seeking highly specialized regional coverage may need supplementary texts, but as a foundation for understanding global migration debates, the book is balanced, clearly organized, and attentive to the politics behind categories that are often treated as neutral. If you would like to support Elizabeth Mavrati, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.